Okay, today the Shem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are doing Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So, says the Mishnah, Ezui Katana Shetzrich Lema'in. What is a Katana who doesn't have a father, who has a marriage midrabanan that needs to do miyun before she's able to marry someone else? Kol shisi uha ima va'achel l'daita. It's someone whose mother or brother married her off with her consent, that she was she has to understand that she's supposed to be married, and she has to understand that that's what this is. So she has to agree to the marriage, even though she's not a bas das because she's a katana, but she has to have some level of das. If they married her off without her saying okay, without her consent, then she doesn't even need to do miyun. They're simply not married. Even on a drabana level, they're not married. Now, how mature does she have to be? If the girl is so little that she can't even guard over her whatever is given to her for kiddushin, whether it be a ring or money or a shtar, and she can't even protect it, she can't even put it away somewhere, and then she doesn't need to do miyun because she's not yet a bas das that can even give consent. Now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein maisa katana klum. Anything that's done by a katana has no halachic validity, so it's not considered a real marriage. It doesn't put her with all the halachos that normally come with marriage. We treat it like a case of a girl who sleeps with a guy outside of marriage. So if she's a Bas Yisrael and the guy that her mother and brother married her off to is a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma because not a marriage on a Daraisa level. Bas Kohen Yisrael Tochel B'Truma, and if she's a Bas Kohen and it's Yisrael that they marry her off to, she can eat Truma, even though normally Yisrael's wife is not allowed to eat Truma. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the only way to leave such a marriage midrabanan is to do miyun. If her husband wants to end the marriage, he has to divorce her. So the Mishnah discusses the differences between the marriage of a yisoma that is put to an end by her doing miyun versus by him giving her a get. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kol akava shimina ish. Any time he stays in the marriage on account of the man, meaning she stays in the marriage on account of the man, meaning she's not the one who ends the marriage, rather he's the one who ends the marriage, meaning any time the kalakav shehi mina ish means if there's a get that's given as opposed to a miyun, ki'ilu hi ishto, then we treat it as if they had been married up until the time of the divorce. For kalakav shehi mina ish, but if the marriage ends with miyun, ki'ilu eino ishto, we view it as if they were never really married to each other. And what exactly that means, we're going to explain in the next Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet. So let's review quickly what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that the age of a katana that's able to do, that even requires miyun, is only if she, not the age, but a katana only requires miyun if she was consulted on the marriage in the first place. If she wasn't, she doesn't even require miyun. Rabbi Chaim ben Tigana said any katana that's so young that she can't even keep things safe, like whatever you give her for kiddushin, will not even need a miyun. The marriage is nothing. Rabbi Lezer says that katana is not considered to be married through the actions of her mother and brother, but rather she's considered like a mafuta when it comes to the halachas of eating truma. So she's a Bas Kohen, she can continue to eat Truma even if the guy is Yisrael. And if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma even if the guy happens to be a Kohen. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we just learned the basic heading that's going to lead us into Mishnah Dalet, which says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if the marriage ends by the husband giving a get, then we view them as if they had been married up until that time. But if the marriage ends by her doing miyun, we view it as if they had never been married. Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.